Hello. Yeah, hi, this is Dave. Am I talking with Mr. Dave?
Yeah.
Well, this is James from the eBay Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Well, good to hear that. Well, I do believe that you have received a message from our eBay customer support regarding some $1,499 payment. Is that correct?
What?
I do believe that you have received an email from our eBay regarding some $1,499 payment. Is that correct?
How much?
It was $1,499.
For what?
For purchasing a cell phone on eBay.
Purchasing a what?
A cell phone, a mobile phone. iPhone.
No, I didn't purchase a phone. No.
Oh, Jesus. And it's Dave, right?
It's David, not Dave.
It's D-A-V-E, Dave, right?
D-I-D, David.
David, okay. You do one thing. Do you have a computer or a laptop, any device at your place? It sounds strange to me. It was an attempt of hacking which has been taken place, isn't it? Well, someone is misusing your information and they're trying to purchase this kind of stuff in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. But at the meantime, can you please try to be in front of your device which you have?
I use my phone, that's the one.
Oh, it's your cell phone. And it's Android or it's Apple, sir?
Apple.
It's Apple. And have you ever shared any of your personal information to anyone? Like, have you disclosed your card details?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do
maybe, one. Maybe it's a creature or something.
Yeah, it sounds like, well, we have to check each and everything. And I'm pretty sure that you are the victim of identity theft. Someone has stolen your identity and they are using it in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. Well,
they got the phone.
Yeah, they have purchased a cell phone with the
help of it.
Go ahead, sorry.
In what address?
In what address?
The address
which they have used it was Mountain View, California, US, but you are living in a place of Australia.
I live in Australia, I don't live in America. I live in America.
That's what makes us very suspicious, because as you are living in a place of Australia, but this order was going to be delivered to someone in U.S., which makes us very suspicious. As you know, like, if an order go through from one country to the different country, we could have to pay the tax to the customs officers, right? And you are saying that you have not placed any such kind of orders. Well, no need to be worried about it. Just
I've made an order for a chain for a Cuban link. 26-inch chain.
26-inch
chain. For 400 feet.
And is there anyone else who used your eBay account?
No.
Nobody's there who used it. Anyways, you do one thing first. Let me just try to secure your account and investigate the things. Who the people they are who are doing this kind of things. Whoever they are not doing the legal things. They are using your information for their own illegal purpose, right? Which is not legal in our Australia. You do one thing, Mr. David. The cell phone which you are using at the moment, put this call on a speaker.
Hi?
Put me on a speaker.
I've got earplugs in this phone.
What you have got, sorry?
Earplugs.
I'm not getting you.
Earplugs.
It means like earphone types, right? Headphone.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Then it would be gonna too easy. You do one thing. Just come back to your home screen, the normal home screen, where you will got to see all of your icons, like as camera, galleries, photos, calendars. Just simply open up the App Store, App Store, App Store.
Which App Store?
App Store. There would be a icon called App Store. Just simply come back to your home screen while talking to me, where you will got to see all of your icons, like as camera, galleries, photos, calendars. Just come back to the home screen.
Yeah.
Now, do you see all of your icons, like camera, galleries, photos, calendars? Just try to find App Store, App Store, App Store. There would be a blue color icon with a capital A.
Yeah, I can see App Store. What do you want me to do? You want me to do something?
Open the App Store.
And do what?
And look on the right hand side bottom corner. Do you see a small magnifying glass over there? On the right hand side bottom.
Yeah, what do you want me to download? You want me to download the app?
Yes, lovely, yes. Type in over
no,
there.
No, I'm not downloading that. I'm not downloading the app.
Sorry?
I'm not downloading in the app. They give my information to my phone.
No. You're misunderstanding us. We are just trying to get you connected to the secure server, and we will just generate the security IDs for you. That's it. So that we can remotely connect with all those people.
I haven't been to America. I've got nothing to do with the time. You've been taking me to court, and I'll sue you. For harassment and playing around with me, playing games, telling me that you go to the App Store and do this and do that and do all these things.
Mm-hmm. So, like, have you done those things? Like, did they connect you to the secure server?
I've gone to App Store and there was downloaded everything and come on the phone.
Okay, and what
and the app gone to my computer, gone to my laptop, and popped up and downloaded all the information on the laptop and then the computer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
For my name, my whole life. So you can forget about me going to the App Store and downloading something. You can go and get stuck.
Oh,
you
no.
Hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can understand your concern, Mr. David. Look. You are absolutely right at your place. That's correct. Nowadays, there are a lot of that kinds of things are happening. Right, so, yes, I will never ever suggest you to do these kinds of things. Look, we have all of your information over here.
I don't know the ad you downloaded straight away and start downloading and sending information. You're downloading any app. You can forget about it.
Do you have a computer, laptop, any device?
Of course I do.
You have a right? Could you please try to be in front of it?
I'm all about staying alone, man.
You're not at home?
I'm on a bus. I'm in a bus staying home.
Oh, you are in bus and you're going to home. Oh, Jesus. So when you will be at your home, Mr. David?
Probably 40 minutes.
It's around 40 minutes. Look, the thing is that, Mr. David, you need to understand one thing, that we are not that kind of person. And to be very, very honest, I don't want you to pay or I don't want you to lose any of your single hard-earned money. And $1,499, it's a very, very large amount. Isn't it?
I won't be paying. I'm paying 1 cent. You can take me to court.
Yeah, it was just as I have told you. It was trying to, like these people, they're trying to purchase a cell phone, which is around $1,499. But somehow, when we have found it fraudulent, we have made a temporary hold on it. because as you know, like, it was a very large amount, and when we have got to know that this order, like, this order was not done by you, it has done with the help of some foreign IP addresses, and I am looking here in my system, and I can see here, there are more than 10 foreign IP addresses is connected with you. It means probably there are 25 hackers who are still connected with you, who are getting all of your information from your internet, like whatever the activities, whatever the online stuff you are doing over the internet. All of these things are simply getting to these hackers. So we need to put a block on them so that in future, you are never ever going to face this problem again. And it's my promise to you, Mr. David, I just want your 1% trust, that's it. And I will make it 100% from my end. Right. And as I am talking to you, as I am having a conversation with you, I can assume that you are a good and a kind hearted person. These people, they are trying to take your advantage, which is not legal, right? So anyways, you come back to the home, just come home safely, take care of yourself. I would try to give you a call back, because, you know, computers and...
I'm going to go to bed. I'm getting another call.
Sorry?